You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
It was the debate that David Cameron wanted, in part because the latest TV special aired by ITV last night was not in fact a debate at all, in part because the man who, like him, faced questioning by an audience was Nigel Farage, offering the man who called this EU referendum the chance to claim that the choice facing the country was between a Great Britain and Farage's Little England. Now, we've been hearing the thoughts of people in Hull all this morning, a Labour heartland, of course, trying to get a sense of what they think about this EU referendum campaign. They began their evening with very different views, one family in Hull, on whether we should remain or leave. And Sancha Berg has spent the evening with three generations of that family with them on their sofa. Morning, Sancha.
Just 16 days to go before the UK makes a momentous decision.
I'm Sharon, live in Hull, lived in Hull all my life. We live on a council estate in Hull, but we own our house. Jeff's here, he's my husband.
Hello.
My middle daughter's here, Tony.
Hello.
My mum lives here. My mum's 88 and survived the war, and hopefully we'll have a good old family debate without shouting or swearing or hitting each other.
So you've all got different views.
Definitely. She's on the fence. I was on the fence. Now I'm remain. He's always been leave.
So what changed your mind?
I got made redundant and now I'm struggling to find work. So
you think there'd be more jobs if we remained in the European Union?
I'm hoping, so yes.
First up this evening is Nigel Farage.
We may as well put a sign on the southern beaches of Europe saying, terrorists, welcome. So we
have. I like what he says, but I don't like him, and I don't like him what he says.
I'm sorry, we're British, we're better than that. We're not going to be bullied by anybody, least of all the other lecturers.
So very, very quickly, Sharon, you said you didn't like him, but you liked what he said.
Yeah, I don't like myself, because I don't like him. I really don't like him. Because he represents UKIP, and you always see UKIP as being racist.
What specifically did you like?
It's that British bit. He's not saying, let's
kick everyone out.
It's like, let's stand on our own till and get on with it.
I feel like we used to be. Yeah. And stand by ourselves again.
I still think he was getting a lot of questions, though.
Back on.
Come and get off that thing.
Our economy will be smaller. There will be fewer opportunities. That's why I think the experts are right.
But there's experts on both sides saying the right to stay and the right to leave.
I think he's scaremongering. He's scaring people into... The ones that don't know what to vote is scaring them into staying.
Our parliament is no longer sovereign, our Supreme Court is no longer supreme, and our nation is no longer self-governing.
Well, so what I would say...
The only thing that I was against was when they said they can dictate our law and override our law. Why should we?
Yes,
we fought for that law.
I didn't know that the EU could override our law.
Tony, you said that you were on the fence, more inclining to remain when you started.
Yes.
What do you think now?
Leave. Because even Cameron's agreed that the people that are coming into our country do take our money and they do send it home. Like, people who come to the country just sitting without their children and claim benefits, child benefits and tax credits and send it home to their children.
I'm out, because I think he had more to say than Cameron.
Nigel Farage had more to say.
Yeah. He had a more honest opinion than Cameron.
You believe he was more honest with you than what Cameron was?
Yeah. He's too much of a smooth talker.
Eileen, as a lifelong Labour voter, if it had been Jeremy Corbyn arguing to stay in the European Union, would that have affected your view?
I might have done. I might have done. Because I like him.
So some people have changed their minds, but nobody's gone for Remain.
No, we've all gone for Leave. Woohoo, we're unanimous. That's the first in this house.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.